right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. It is 10:37 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Pierce.
Good morning. If you don't mind, you can bow your heads. But we come before you in a word of prayer. Prayer for our country and all of the things that's going on around this world. Lord, we come asking that you give the divine wisdom to each and every member of this court to do what's right for the citizens of Jefferson County, but not just us, every elected official in Jefferson County. We ask that you put your loving arms around our employees and their family and never forget the reason for the season we're about to embark on. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right. We'll begin our meeting with the time of public comment. If there's anybody present who wishes to make a comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may come to the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Move to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for a request for proposals for lease of the Jefferson County Downtown Jail with LaSalle Corrections VI6 LLC DBA LaSalle Corrections. And B is consider and approve professional services agreement with Science Engineering Geotechnical Environmental Materials Testing in the amount of $1,500 for geotechnical consulting for the repair and rehabilitation of the Midway area of Ford Park with funding provided by Capital Projects. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2024 budget amendment for parks for additional cost for lighting at Keith Lake Boat Ramp in the amount of $7,500. Item B is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for the American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with the Howe Center, Inc. Item C is consider and approve advance funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved with Legacy in the amount of $188,775.51. Item D is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for December insurance reimbursements. I am requesting that item E be tabled and have been told that by auditing that we're not in a hurry on this. Item F is to consider and approve utilizing funding from local assistance tribal consistency fund to replace two x-ray machines for the Beaumont Courthouse at a net cost of $47,941.81 with additional funding coming from the SHSP grant, which will cover the partial cost of one machine, the amount of $37,741.81. Item G is consider and approve utilizing funding from local assistance and tribal consistency fund to replace postage machines in the Beaumont and Port Arthur courthouses in the amount of $29,071. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 512-515 through 512-647. Do I have a motion on items A through D and F through H?
So move.
Second. Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I have just one comment. I noticed we're doing the lighting at Keith Lake Boat Ramp. I think that's great. I did have a couple of people that have mentioned to me that maybe we could do something with the sign out there to make it bigger and let people know, because as you're driving 50 miles an hour or whatever down that road, the sign itself for where the boat ramp is with all that construction and everything,
and all
it's easy to and the cane that's grown up, it's easy to miss. And somehow we need to make a bigger sign. Maybe we can hang something down at the bottom that says, you know, boat ramp or something. But it's just one of those things.
Yeah. If you don't mind,
maybe we could draw some attention to that somehow.
You contact.
Yeah, we have a pretty big sign. Sometimes yeah. The cane get. Now we can do a billboard size.
Well, I just had a couple of people mention it to me, so I thought I'd bring it to your attention.
What he really wants is for you to stand out there.
Yeah. I want you to have one of those sandwiches.
There you go. You gotta be flipping those things. But no, I understand.
Yeah,
but
be careful
I
what you
thought
ask
we
for.
Designed it big enough. It needs more lighting.
Maybe that's it.
Because we bought some lighting from, where we're waiting on Simpra or somebody to put the light in, and they were going to light it up. Okay. I think it's more the lighting care than
could they
I
put mean, a blinking light on it.
Yeah, blinking or something to make them notice it.
I still think you out there with the sandwich sign would be the best.
Well, I mean, if y'all give me a salary for that, serious man, I'll put a bikini on it. Do it. I mean, I don't, depending on what the money costs.
And on that item E that we tabled, Deb, what I'd like to find out is there were some. Card readers in there that were like $2,200 a piece and $2,800 for the new card readers. I'd like to find out whether or not that's consistent based on what they're able to do with the cost. The other issue is there are some vendors who put in non-proprietary systems where you can where parts are interchangeable. Apparently this system is one where we're, you know, if we had to fix it, we've got to go to that identical vendor.
About parts, not software.
Well, both. I want to know about the cost because it's a buy board contract and we didn't get bids, and buy board's not always the cheapest. And I've been told by another vendor who I called when I was having a discussion with Fran about it, that the price may be fair, but it may not be, depending, you know, because I know that it's used for payroll and for marking times and doing a lot of things. I just want to make sure that what we're paying is appropriate. So,
would you like an RFP?
Well, we can talk about that. That'll be the decision for the court to make. But,
Judge, could I ask you a question? Is there any? Do we know a reoccurring cost? Because I see your concern, but is there?
There is no reoccurring cost, and it will be maintained by our MIS system.
By our MIS department?
Yes.
Yeah, and it might be something you'll want to talk to MIS about that. I'll be happy to visit with you about what my concerns are. I just want to make sure that we're not getting taken advantage of.
I'm with you.
Okay. All right. We already voted on all those items. So moving on to county commissioners. Item A is to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of White Simmons, position 1, reappointment of Robert Barnett, position 4, and reappointment of Mark Zambordino, position 5, as commissioners for Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 1, which are appointments of Commissioner Pierce. Item B is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal cooperation agreement for the multi-county broadband feasibility study pursuant to section 791.014 of the Texas Government Code. Item C is consider possibly approving authorized payment for invoice number 10 from the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, the amount of $133,782 as a Jefferson County contribution to the Southeast Regional Planning Commission's broadband feasibility study. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the amended abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Zero Park Management LLC to reflect the correct name of the owner as Zero Park 1 LLC pursuant to Chapter 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. skip over items E and F. Item G is consider possibly approve, receive and file certificates of completion of the requisite continuing education by Commissioner Erickson for a total of 32 and a half hours in July of 2023 and January of 2023. Do I have a motion those items covered under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
And moved by Commissioners Pierce and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Now, item E is to conduct a public hearing regarding the proposed amendment to the tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Arbor Renewable Gas LLC, Phase 1, pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec. Of the Texas Tax Code. So we are open for a public hearing on this issue. If anyone has any comment to make, you may come to the podium. If you are appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comments, we'll close this public hearing and move on to item F to consider possible approval and authorize the county judge to execute an amended tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Arbor Renewable Gas LLC, Phase 1, pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? And this is just to extend because of their construction timeline. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have one item to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file a survey authorization for Port Arthur Pipeline LLC to conduct a geotechnical and cultural survey of three tracts owned by Jefferson County, known as track number 2.00, track number 34.00, and track number 41.00. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any elected official here today which wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? Any informational issues that we need to discuss? If not, then I thank you all so much for being here today, and we are adjourned.